College students are big consumers of beer, whether they should be or not. But before you get invited to that kegger, you have to first get into college. That's where commentator Lori Gottlieb comes in.
I can't decide what to wear for the Yale interview. I try on black trousers, a suede skirt, and trendy jeans with a tweed blazer. I want to look stylish, but not lightweight. I should mention that I'm the interviewer, not the interviewee. But as an alumni representative, I need to make a good impression. At 17, these kids are savvy, sophisticated, and most intimidating of all, undeniably hip. At my Yale interview, I wore pearls and a bright pink business suit that made me look like a wannabe network newscaster. I said, "Wow," and "No way," and "Awesome," and talked about the math team, chess team, and academic decathlon. But these kids dress like the cast of The O.C., use words like sommelier, and have the social skills of Hollywood's smoothest studio executives. When I called one applicant to schedule an interview, she replied with this email from her BlackBerry. "Lovely to hear from you. Let's set up a meeting. Wanna do dinner?" Today's candidates are both 15 years younger and 15 times more worldly than I am, an unnerving combination. Sometimes I ask applicants how they see their lives at my age. They always offer up a spouse and kids, plus a law, medical, or business degree, if not all three. I, on the other hand, am a medical school dropout now writing singles columns and scouring online sperm banks for a donor. As one candidate elaborated on her resume, something about translating her play into 5 languages for fun, I wondered what she'd say if she knew my life's resume. I imagined her giving me a puzzled look that implied, "And you went to Yale?" But when we shook hands goodbye, she surprised me. "By the way, I Googled you," she said, "and your work is really impressive. It's the kind of writing I hope to do." I couldn't believe it. Was this her way of calling me cool? "Wow, no way, that's awesome," I said, only to see that look on her face. "And you went to Yale?"
Television writer Lori Gottlieb lives in Los Angeles.